Chapter 9. The doctor came to Three Chimneys. Mother didn't do any more writing that day. Mother sat with Jim when the doctor was there. Jim was in a lot of pain. It was best that Mother was with him. The children sat in the parlour. They could hear the doctor's footsteps above their heads. They heard Jim crying too. "It's all so horrible. I do wish the doctor would hurry up." "Poor Jim," said Bobby. "It is horrible, but it is exciting too. I wish doctors let people watch when they are looking at people. I should like to see a leg set." "The bones will crunch like anything," said Peter. "Don't," Phyllis and Bobby said together.
"Don't be silly. How will you be nurses if you don't like me talking about bones?"
"You'll have to hear them crunch. You'll be up to your elbows in blood," Peter said.
"Stop it. I feel sick now, Peter," said Bobby.
"Me too," said Phyllis. But Peter didn't stop. So Phyllis and Bobby tied Peter up and left him in the parlour. They walked out of the door and met the doctor. "Well, it's all done. It was a clean break. It will heal very well." "What have you done to Peter?" asked the doctor. Bobby told the doctor what Peter had said. The doctor was very cross. He told Peter off. "Now you should untie him before Mother comes down. You don't want to worry her now. Not after sitting with Jim," said the doctor. Bobby untied Peter, and the children said sorry to each other. The doctor asked Peter to come to the surgery with him. The doctor needed to give Peter some things for Mother to help look after Jim. Peter carried the doctor's bag. It was very heavy. "It has ether and instruments in it. I had to give Jim ether to knock him out. He was in so much pain," said the doctor. Peter didn't say anything. He felt silly for saying such horrible things to Phyllis and Bobby. "Tell me how you found Jim," the doctor said. Peter told the story about the paper chase. The doctor thought the children were all very brave. When they got to the surgery, the doctor sat Peter down. "I want to tell you something. You know that boys are stronger than girls?" the doctor asked. "Yes, that is why you never hit a girl," said Peter. "Well, girls have softer hearts too. You need to be careful what you say to them too. They're also very brave too. Look at Bobby, who was sitting in the dark tunnel all by herself with Jim." "The softer their hearts, the braver they are," the doctor said. When Peter got home, he hugged Bobby and Phyllis. He was very sorry for saying horrible things. After tea, Peter went to talk to Mother. She was in her writing room. She had two candles on the table. She was writing letters.
"May I come in, Mother?" Peter asked.
"Yes. What's wrong?" Mother asked.
"What are you doing?" Peter asked.
"I am writing to Jim's grandfather. He lives near here," said Mother. "Can we please keep Jim until he is better? It would be a nice surprise for his grandfather and father," said Peter.
"Yes, it would," Mother said.
"You see, it's nice having another boy here. Girls are all right, but it's no fun when it's just girls all the time," Peter said.
"I know it's boring for you, Peter. I can't help it. Maybe I can send you to school next year," Mother said.
It would be fun to go to school, but if Jim could stay when he was better, it would be such good fun, said Peter.
I know it would be, but we're not rich. I can't pay to get everything he'll want.
He must have a nurse, said Mother.
Can't you be his nurse?
You make such a good nurse, said Peter.
Thank you, dear, but I can't write and be a nurse. There's nothing else to do, said Mother.
You must write to his grandfather, Peter asked.
Yes, and to the grammar school. We sent a telegraph to them, but I must write letters too.
They will both be very worried, said Mother.
What if his grandfather pays for a nurse? Then he could stay. His grandfather must be rich.
All grandfathers in books are rich, said Peter.
This isn't a book, so he might be poor like us, said Mother.
It would be good to be in a book. Such splendid things could happen.
Father could come home soon, and Jim's leg would get better all at once, said Peter.
Do you miss your father? Asked Mother.
All the time, said Peter.
I miss Father and I miss not having another man in the house.
That's why I want Jim to stay.
Why don't you write a book with us all in it, Mother?
You could write and make Father come home soon, said Peter.
Mother hugged him and said, Don't you think it's rather nice to think we're in a book that God is writing?
If I wrote a book, I might make mistakes, but God knows how to make the story end just right.
That's what's best for us, said Mother.
Do you really believe that, Mother? Peter asked quietly.
Yes, I do. I believe it all the time. Now, Peter, take these letters to the post office.
Don't be sad any more.
Jim will be here a few days yet, said Mother. The next morning, there was a knock at the door. The children were cleaning the brass in the kitchen. Mother said, That will be the doctor. I will go and take him to Jim.
But it wasn't the doctor.
The children knew the voice of the man, but not the sound of his boots.
They couldn't think who it might be.
They waited a long time for the man to come downstairs, but he didn't. The children crept to the door of the kitchen and opened it a little bit. They waited for the man to come downstairs.
Bobby, Mother called.
The children opened the kitchen door all the way and saw Mother leaning over the top of the stairs.
Jim's grandfather is here. Wash your hands and faces, then come and see him.
He wants to see you, Mother said. The children washed their hands and faces. They were covered in dirt from cleaning the brass. It took a long time. When they were finished, Jim's grandfather and Mother were in the dining room. They walked into the room. Mother was sitting by the window, and Jim's grandfather was their own old gentleman.
Well, I never! How do you do? Peter said.
Oh, it's you! How do you do? Said Bobby.
This is Jim's grandfather, said Mother.
Oh, how splendid! Just like in a book, isn't it, Mother? Peter asked.
Yes, it is, said Mother.
You're not going to take Jim away, are you? Peter asked.
Not yet. Your mother said he could stay here. I thought about sending a nurse, but your mother said she would do it, said the old gentleman.
But what about her writing? Peter asked before anyone could stop him.
Your mother has given up writing for the moment. She is going to be a nurse at my hospital, said the old gentleman.
Oh, will we have to leave Three Chimneys and the railway? Phyllis asked.
No, my hospital is called the Three Chimneys Hospital, said the old gentleman. Jim is the only one in my hospital. Your mother is the nurse, and there will be a maid and a cook until Jim is better.
Then Mother will go back to writing? Peter asked.
We'll see. Maybe something nice will happen, so she won't have to, said the old gentleman.
I love my writing, said Mother.
I know, but we'll see. Bobby, will you walk me to the gate? Take care of your mother, children. She is a very special lady, said the old gentleman.
Bobby walked the old gentleman to the gate.
I got your letter, but you didn't need to write it. When I read about your father in the newspaper at the time of the case, I didn't believe it. When I found out who you all were, I started looking into it. I haven't done much yet, but I have high hopes, the old gentleman said.